Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Rees, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Russell F. Cox, who is the president and CEO of Norden Healthcare. How are you, Russ?
Outstanding in a very difficult time, but we're very honored to serve our community. So as good as could be expected during a pandemic, Robert.
Absolutely. And let's start off with Norden Healthcare. There's a lot of specific things why we wanted to interview you, but what is it from your perspective as CEO over the last several years, and you've been with the organization since 2000, that is special and unique about Norden Healthcare?
There's so many things that I think make us unique, and I would just start right off the bat with we are governed by a board that lives right here in our community and experiences our products, our brand, our service on a daily basis. They interact with people in our community and represent our organization, and I always say what makes us unusual is that our board truly has skin in the game. And so many organizations now have become so large that their governance, their board of trustees are people who live in other cities and people who live in other communities. But one of the things that makes us very unique is that our board, all 22 of members of our board of trustees, live and reside in our community. And that certainly does help us. I think the other thing that's unique about our organization is we were the very first organization in the history of healthcare to publish our quality indicators publicly online. We've got a DNA of transparency. And we started this probably 12 to 15 years ago, and it was very controversial. And it's easy for you to publish quality indicators where you've done well. We all want to show the report card that has all A's, but how improvement really happens and why our organization embraced this was we said, no, we're going to put them all out there. You're going to see the good, the bad, and we're going to tell you about the bad, and we're going to tell you what we're doing to make it better. We're going to educate you, if you want to use this website, as to what this particular indicator means. And it gives you an opportunity to go in and look and say, how does Norden Healthcare do with its infection rate? And we also said you need to know how we compare to others who are similar to us, others in the country, others that are in our community. So it's very unique to have an organization that's been a trailblazer from transparency because it's the buzzword these days. But as I said, our if you go back in our history's organization, you'll see that even back in the early days of Norden Healthcare in its first iteration, measuring quality in healthcare, we were one of the first to even begin to attempt that. So many things I think that make a difference, but the 17,523 people who every day come to work in a servant leadership sort of role to put themselves aside and take care of other people is really what makes us unique.
It's great out of 5,000 hospitals in America to be the first and now to see where everything is moving in the direction of transparency. And I've been on hospital boards for maybe almost 20 years or so. What prompted Norden to do that?
I think it started when we, so many years ago, Jim Petersdorf, who was both COO and CEO of this organization, really sought a way to measure quality in healthcare. And he went to other industries and saw how they were doing it and tried to take specific ideas from them and really infuse it into healthcare. And what we really came up with was, okay, now we have ways to measure quality, but what do you do with it? How do you use the data as a utility instead of just a, here's the data? You know, we were able to say, we want to take this data and share it with the providers and say, here's how you're doing compared to how others are doing and what can we do to help you improve?
One second. Did you get any pushback when you did that?
Absolutely.
How do you handle that pushback?
Pushback is fair game. Because what you're experiencing when you get pushback is a discussion. You're having a conversation about quality, which is a very good thing in our industry that we want to do. Now, it's just like when I bring my report card home when I was in school, It was always the data was wrong. If I didn't have a great grade, then I would tell my parents, I'm sure the data's wrong. I'm sure something's happened that's not my fault. So all of our tendency is to say, are you sure you've got the right data? So we had to be consistent with how we collected data, how we really used the data, and how we presented the data.
I want to go in there and talk about the whole community wellness, because you had mentioned uniqueness is having all the board members on part of the community. How does this manifest itself in terms of creating wellness throughout the whole community? And are there any unique practices you have?
The story I'll tell you very quickly that hopefully illustrates this. You use data to understand where things are. You use data to actually see the trends in why. What we know for sure about some of our data is that if your first encounter with a health system is in a primary care office, we typically are going to see your health status be better because we're dealing with you in a state where we can help you with the wellness. We can help you make sure that you're getting your screenings. We can make certain that we're intervening early in things. What we also know is if our first encounter with you is through the ED, that the likelihood of your health status with us is going to be lower. And we're going to have to work much harder at getting you on a program, getting you involved in wellness, getting you involved in screenings, and be it mammograms, be it blood pressure screenings, be it diabetes screenings. So data told us a story not long ago. We looked at our zip codes in the Louisville metropolitan area, and we saw in an underserved area of zip codes, and we say underserved, I always say these are areas that have been made vulnerable. It's probably a more accurate term than underserved. They are underserved, but we've made those areas vulnerable by not providing enough access. But we've got a group of zip codes that we were able to look at first interaction with those patients in Norton Healthcare. And then we took a look at the other zip codes in a differently situated part of our community in Louisville. And what we found was in the part of the community that had been made vulnerable for so many years by lack of access, 80% of our first encounters were through the ED. When we looked at the other in a better situated from a socioeconomics perspective, we found just the opposite. 80% of our first encounters were with a primary care physician there for some sort of screening or some sort of sore throat, and we were able to form that relationship. So we understood quickly in our community that we had to solve this issue. We had to provide a lot more access, and we had to form that relationship with patients throughout our community in its entirety. And we couldn't allow there to be a disparity, if you will, between those two things.
So, Russ, you talked about a lack of trust with some of the vulnerable populations in healthcare. Why does that exist, and what thoughts do you have on it?
Sadly, it's historical in nature and has been allowed to be perpetuated in some ways. If you go back to some of the early vaccine trials and look at how certain races were used solely in those vaccination and the process of testing those vaccines. It certainly is reprehensible how it was done. And it's perpetuated through time. So it's very historical. And I think that the other part I will put on this is that when you look at the lack of access that has been provided in those communities that have been made vulnerable for so many years, the best way to build trust is to be there, be in the community, and be vibrant in helping people have access to health care. And we hadn't done a good job of that. We so long have said, no, you come to us. We're going to put our facilities where it is convenient for us, and you come to us, instead of us saying, we're coming to you. We're going to have people that you can count on who are going to build a primary care relationship with you and navigate with you through life. If we can get parents involved that way, and we can get them to involve their children in being involved early, in primary care, pediatric care, we're able to knock down a lot of those barriers of trust that have been perpetuated for so long. And holding true to what you say you're going to do. So often we've let things in our society become initiatives instead of imperatives. And we're there for a little while and then the interest wanes, or times get tough and things happen and it really becomes, yeah, you remember that initiative, you know, that's why we put imperative on it. So I think it's very historical, but I think it's been perpetuated by our inability to be consistent in building the relationship with the patients in that area.
We're about to take a commercial break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about, you came up with, and your team, the five imperatives for health equity, which to me is really at the systemic core of this. We're going to talk about that right after the commercial break. Back in a few.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com. Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're privileged to be here today with Russ Cox, who is the president and CEO of Norton Healthcare. And we were talking about vulnerable populations. And I know that you did something that I was really impressed with about your five imperatives. Talk about what you do with that and how that helps you reach out.
As a CEO, I looked at a lot of situations and circumstances in our community, and unfortunately, we had a very difficult circumstance with the death of Breonna Taylor in our community, and there was a very much a movement to take a look and be introspective, not only as a community, but as an organization and as individuals within the organization. And I really felt like, and our team felt like, that we needed to take very definitive, very decisive action as to how we could be part of the change that needed to occur. I personally made the decision that we were going to use the term imperative. Initiative, it's not. An initiative can have the feel of flavor of the month, and this is certainly not a flavor of the month. We really believe that they become imperatives for us to achieve our mission. We have to have these things be true, and we have to execute on these things in a different way than we have in the past. So we really had a lot of conversations within our community, with our board, with our patients, with our employees, and we developed five things that we thought were key for us from an imperative perspective to really address health and racial equity in our community. And we're the largest health system in our community, so it is our responsibility to really begin to make decisive moves to make a difference. So something that we had been thinking about for 2 years was establishing an Institute for Health Equity. And it accelerated that. We knew we needed to go much more quickly there. What we know for certain is that populations are treated differently by healthcare providers in many cases. There is a lack of trust in some populations around healthcare systems. And we wanted to have a leadership role in really beginning to look and determine where are the differences, where are the barriers, how do we break those down, how do we educate providers in such a way that they treat everyone the same, that there is no difference in practice pattern. There is the ability to start building trust. But what the Institute for Health Equity really needs to do more than anything else is to be the convener of the discussion around this in our community, and make certain that we're understanding what those needs are, what the differences are, and how we bridge them. We were very fortunate to have a cardiologist, Dr. Kelly McCants, who had an unbelievably strong interest in really making a difference. He sees every day the difference that as to how African-American males are presented with the incidence of heart disease. And how hypertension really has become an issue that has a whole lot of implications as to your zip code. So he was very enthusiastic about leading that. He's done a great job. We now have a headquarters that is in that area that I talked about that's been made vulnerable for the Institute. We've staffed it. We are convening the discussions. We are working with physicians and providers in all regards. We're also having those discussions about the other socioeconomic factors that impact healthcare, food deserts. What do we need to do about making certain that we're not just having conversations with patients about nutrition, but we're also working with them to provide places where they can get the proper nutrition, the proper foods, and make it affordable. Housing. We're very involved in housing now, but breaking down any of these barriers that have an impact on healthcare. Transportation. That was the main one that we had. Now, we also established pretty early on that in no particular order, but look, primary care absolutely is a necessity. Just the story I told you earlier about where people present first with us, was an eye-opener. So we believe that primary care was, in fact, a right and not a privilege. So how do we provide more access? Let's face it, Robert, you know as well as I do, if we don't meet patients where they are, and I know that's a trite phrase to choose, but it's so appropriate. If we don't meet patients where they are, they will not come to us. So we've had to look at how do we provide access within those communities? What are the hours that we provide primary care? What are the barriers that we help them overcome? Can we do something with child care to help parents come? What are the ways that we can really infiltrate primary care so that you have a relationship with your physician that really that facilitates a discussion around, hey, you need to get your mammogram. Hey, you need to be screened for diabetes, and that we can have that relationship. So that was a very important part of it. Obviously, we needed to commit that we were going to look like our community. We did look like our community in some areas, but we didn't look like our community from a leadership perspective. So we were very intentional about redefining what it means to be a leader in Norton Healthcare. I kind of threw away the organizational chart and basically said, we need to really identify who's leading in our community, who's leading in our organization, and making a difference. We've had so many people who've led efforts around vaccination clinics and testing clinics and have stepped up, as I call it, and really made a difference. So we start to bring those people together and say, you're the leaders here. But we also are very intentional about recruiting people so that we do look like our community and that there is a trust that can be built within the community going forward. The next thing we did was we said, and by the way, I've been in healthcare since 1981. I can't tell you how many times I've heard, you all just need to stay out of politics. Well, there's probably some truth to that. It's probably good advice to anybody anytime. But it's not as true as it used to be. And where we went on this one was to say, we need to educate you so that you can make a good decision, whether it be about candidates, whether it be about policy, whatever it is from an advocacy perspective, we need to provide the education for you to make your own decision. We'll never tell you who to vote for, but we will tell you where this candidate, and this candidate are on health policy. And it will be unvarnished. It will be without bias. We will give them the opportunity to present their platform on healthcare, and we'll let you make your decision. We'll also educate you on some other issues that perhaps people are not as aware of that can have an impact on public policy. The importance of safety net programs. So many of our employees had no idea of the importance of those safety net programs or the availability. So education around advocacy was very important. The last thing we said was, look, all of this is good, but we need to commit to true investment in these areas of our community that have been made vulnerable. And so we had already invested a good amount over the years before, but I said, that's fine, but that's the marker. We're going to look at $20 million over the next 5 years to really infuse ourselves in a permanent sort of way in these communities that have been made vulnerable for so many years.
And there you have it. Russ, I want to commend you on everything you've done for the Institute for Health Equity. In your DNA was transparency. But what all of you have just heard is a model out of 5,000 hospitals in America. Here's what it takes to be transformative and to set your course and do things that you've done, creating both an art and a science to it. A real pleasure having you on the CEO show, Russ, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Jones. We're here today with Steve Jones. How are you, Steve?
I'm doing good. Thanks, Robert.
And Steve is the CEO of Allied Universal, and he's been CEO for 25 years, and they're a leader in security globally. But, I want to say, when you became CEO, you had 400 employees. Right now, you have 800,000 employees, and right behind Walmart and Amazon, you are number three largest employer in the United States. Talk about what the organization that you've really put your blood, sweat, and tears into is.
It's an organization, you know, that does business 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you know, and around the globe. So when holidays come, I was just thinking about this, you know, during the holidays, when holidays come, you know, most businesses, they get to shut down, whether it's, you know, if it's Christmas Day, or, you know, whether it's a restaurant, or, you know, even, you know, package delivery services, or even the trash companies, right? And so they take a day off. Our employees really never get a day off, right? We are on the job 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So it's a huge responsibility, because all around the world, your business is always functioning every day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And with 800,000 employees, you know, that what always hits me, you know, personally is, you know, the impact that we have as an organization. You know, it's 800,000 employees, and of those 800,000, many of them have families. Probably most of them have families, right? And so it's, you know, you start to multiply that by the number of people that we impact every single day, just as a company, you know, it's in the millions. And then you start talking about the number of people that we interface with every day, you know, trying to keep them safe and be there to provide customer service and assist them. And that's, you know, that's in the tens, if not hundreds of millions. And so it's a big social impact, and it's a big responsibility with our employees' lives, their families. And it's not one that I take lightly.
Let's talk about the security business, what it is and how it has been impacted. For example, you're saying 24/7. How do you use technology? What's the key to successful security?
I don't care if it's a college campus or a university, or it's a distribution facility, or it's a commercial office building, or it's a retail mall. Really, you know, a corporate security professional looks at all of those really the same way, right? And I've got entry points, I've got visitors, I've got employees, I may have goods that are coming and going, right? And so how do we protect all of those? How do we keep those secure? How do we protect all of those? How do we have our business that allow it to be inviting to our customers? And how do we balance that with security? And so how you balance it really is a blend of technology and people. And, you know, people always ask me, you know, is technology going to displace people? Is this going to be an industry that eventually doesn't have people? And what I always tell them is, we're users of technology. So you go to any of those facilities I just described, there's camera systems, there's access control systems, there's alarm systems, there's people watching cameras behind the scenes in security control rooms, right? But there's also people that are out front, and they're responding, and they're helping, and they're assisting. And so, you know, as this industry has evolved, we've obviously seen technology evolve over the years to become much more sophisticated. That really helps the people that are doing the job every day and working closely with the public or with our customers, helps them do their job more efficiently, more effectively, and provide a higher level of security. So it is truly that comprehensive solution of people and technology that create the right level of sophistication for each customer, right? And each customer is a little bit different.
And when you talk about sitting down with customers, at the end of the day, the CEO is really your customer, because a lot is on the line for them. Imagine with security breaches in any way, what happens? How do you go about building the customer relationships and understand what customers really want from a security standpoint?
Yeah. Well, first of all, if you think about our business, it is such an essential business. And the word essential probably doesn't even do it justice, right? Because in many cases, businesses can't open, right? And so if you think about a commercial office building, in most major cities across the country, there are fire life safety legal requirements, right? You have to have somebody there monitoring the alarm systems, the fire panels. You got to have somebody there to to monitor the visitor management system and people coming and going. You can't open that building without somebody in the lobby in many cases, right? We've got distribution facilities or manufacturing facilities or aerospace and defense companies. We've got airports where, again, they can't operate if security's not on site, right? So so when we sit down and we talk with our customers, it's first and foremost, you know, really understanding what role we play in their business. Because in each business is a little different. Some businesses is more customer service focused. Other business, it might be regulatory, right? It could be the TSA. It could be the Coast Guard. It could be, you know, if it's petrochemical. If it's an airport, it could be Department of Homeland Security, right? So there could be different requirements for different businesses. And so what role do we play, right? And then how do we have an impact with our service to really, you know, enhance and create value for our customers?
So you obviously did not have such astronomical growth without completely superior customer experience. What is the secret of great service, and what do you think the future of great customer service will be as the world changes so rapidly?
Look, I would say the secret has really truly been that customer intimacy, really building that relationship with the customer and understanding how we add value to their business. It's one thing to be close to a customer. It's another thing to be close to a customer and deliver value where their business actually gets something out of the relationship. And I think that's the key ingredient, right? It's a lot of companies tend to miss, right? And I think the future of that, when you say, you know, what is the future of that, is how do you measure that value, right? And so now if we can sit down with customers, whether it's using analytics or data, we've invested millions and millions of dollars into our business intelligence system. And we really think our business intelligence system is better than any of our competitors in the industry. Matter of fact, I would say it's better than most companies in the industry. So the data that we have, and that we can sit down with our customers and actually talk about not only our relationship, how we add value, but here's how we help you forecast and add value in the future. And how are we forecasting? We're using the data that we've collected and we've analyzed from the past to try to make decisions about, you know, where we best use security in the future.
Absolutely. You wrote this book, No Off Season, and a lot is about hard work. Talk about, you were even on the corner shining shoes. Talk about the whole essence of challenge you faced and how you overcame it.
Yeah, well, thanks. First, you know, I think that the hard work is it was something that was really just drilled into me. You know, my father was played football at University of Alabama under Bear Bryant, and then played professional baseball. And so, you know, one of the things he taught me at a young age is if you want something, you've got to go work for it. And so it's, you know, again, I try to teach this to, you know, my children, and I also try to teach it to our leadership team. That, you know, everyone wants something. It's, you know, not everyone's willing to do all the steps it takes to be successful. And it's those that are willing to do that that literally create success. And look, you're going to have failures along the way. And you know, that's the greatest thing about sports, right? Is you learn how to win, you learn how to fail. And learning how to fail is almost more important than learning how to win. You got to win with grace. Right? You know, you gotta, when you win, you gotta learn what you did well and what tweaks you still need to make to keep on winning. But when you fail, you gotta learn to pick yourself up, not lose your self-confidence, right? And then figure out, you know, what changes you gotta make, what tweaks to the game plan, right? Where do you let yourself down? Why did you fail? And I think all that goes back to that hard work, right? So you know, as a young kid, in the stories that are in the book that I wrote, those were just stories of, at a very young age, my father just drilled into me, you know, the essence of hard work. If you want something, you got to go create it for yourself. You got to build it, have a plan, and go execute on it. And if you don't execute on it, you got to look yourself in the eyes and ask yourself why. right? And so, again, I just kind of carried that through throughout a lot of the different stories and as to how we built, you know, the organization.
We're about to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk with Steve and find out, how do you grow a company from 400 people to 800,000? Back in a few.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and six hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Robert Greece on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Steve Jones, who is the global chairman and CEO of Allied Universal, the leader in security. And we've already learned how this impacts from all their data, the insurance, everything with a company. So it should be top of mind for CEOs. But here's the first thing I want to understand from you. So when you joined as CEO in 1996, you had 400 employees, mid-sized company. Now you've 800,000. Talk about what your whole leadership philosophy is. Management philosophy, leadership philosophy. You've obviously done something that very few people in the world have done. What's at the core of it?
It starts with you know, goal setting and strategy, right? And you don't grow from 400 employees to 800,000 employees without having very, very, very specific goals and really holding yourself and your team accountable to it. So, you know, as a team, when we were really, really small, I mean, at 400 employees, we had $12 million in revenues. And I remember the original plan was a four-year plan to double the size of the business, to go to 800 employees and $24 million in revenues. And so that was the plan. And we laid out very, you know, very specific tactical steps that we were going to take to accomplish that goal. We accomplished that goal. And then 4 years later, we set the new goal. The new goal was we were going to go from $24 million to $75 million in revenues, right? So we were going to triple the size of the business, and we were going to do it in 7 years. We happened to do it in four. And again, it was laying out the game plan. Right, I'm a big sports guy, and so, you know, it's about laying out the game plan, and it's about executing on that game plan, holding yourself accountable. We, you know, as an organization, as a leadership team, you know, we talk on a regular basis. We're actually on a weekly basis with the senior leaders of the organization, and every week we talk about kind of the same things. And one of the things that you always hear us say is, you know, what do the tapes say? Watch the tape. And my message on that is, in sports, in football or other sports, you know, you capture the play or what you did on tape. And so, you know, if you want to see what you did or how you performed or where you failed or where you could have done better, you go watch the tape, right? You go watch the film. And I've got a couple of boys, young boys that are in sports, and I force them to watch their game films. Because, you know, they'll say, I had a great game. I go, well, let's watch the game film. Let's see, did we really have a great game film? And so how well did we really do last week, right? The metrics will tell you one thing. But again, if you're being really honest with yourself and you're looking at, did you accomplish everything that you said you're going to accomplish to get to your bigger, broader strategy, the tape will tell you another, right? And so it's that's really how we did it. You know, every year we set new goals, and it was to get better and better and better each and every year, get bigger each and every year. We laid out a game plan. Every year we measured ourselves against it. You know, wins, losses, where we could have done better. We tweak our game plan, and that's how we approached it.
And when you're talking about game plan, not everyone knows that you are a college football player and you played at the beloved and iconic John Madden's alma mater, and you knew a lot. You've met with him numerous times. What did you learn from him? What can CEOs learn from a guy like John Madden and sports to help grow a business so successfully? And a big word I'm thinking about is accountability, because you've mentioned it at least twice. And CEOs always want to know about that.
I think business and sports has so much in common. Because, you know, whether it's sports or business, you know, it all starts off with a dream, right? A vision. You know, right? You know, when you're a little kid, you want to win the Super Bowl, you want to go to the World Series, right? You want to be an Olympic swimmer, whatever it is. But it always starts off with a dream. And when you start your business or when you come in as a CEO of a business, you've got a dream, right? You've got a plan where you're going to take this business from. And then it's about execution. And execution is really, you know, are you doing the things that you say you're going to do? To accomplish your goal, right? I mean, everyone has goals. I think, you know, as a coach, and then John Madden, you know, would say is, you know, okay, you know, you have a goal to be the best, but are you putting in the work every day to actually be the best? You know, you're measuring the results. Are the results showing that you're going in the right direction? And I think that's sometimes where strategy and execution get lost. And I think that, you know, obviously it's not easy. It never is. And it takes a tremendous amount of hard work, but it also takes a tremendous amount of dedication, and it takes your team to be able to come together, as you know, you and your viewers all know.
When you talk about team, you are known for having this great culture that promotes from within and is values driven.
Look, I hate bureaucracy, and I'd like to say there's no bureaucracy in our organization. I know, you know, at close to $20 billion in revenues and 800,000 employees, there's probably some bureaucracy, but I try to stomp it out any way I can. We truly have what I call our locker room conversations. We get our management team together on a quarterly basis. We shut the door and we talk like we would talk in a locker room. And what I mean by that is that we're open and honest. Well, you can challenge everyone. My only caveat is, you know, you can't attack anyone personally, right? It's not against Steve Jones personally, but if there was an idea, if there was a strategy that we had, if we failed in the execution, let's bring it up. That open and honest dialogue, I think, is absolutely core to what we do. Because we've sat in meetings where we thought, you know, we had a good strategy, or we thought we were doing it well, or we thought that, you know, it was a failure on the team in the field for not executing. And we realized through that open and honest dialogue that, you know, really, you know, we failed, right? We failed to communicate it properly. We had a bad strategy. The plan to execute was bad. So we were able to tweak it. And that's kind of how we're always constantly tweaking. So first and foremost, honest dialogue. I'd say the second thing is about our organization that I really try to push is just speed. I take it away from football. You know, you've got a game that's only four quarters. And so you go in at halftime, your ability, the team that can make changes and adjustments at halftime and come out in the second half usually has a better chance of winning, right? And so, you know, how well can your team make changes and adjustments? And how long does it take, right? So it's the speed of being able to do something like that. So I always talk about being flexible and nimble. And I say, look, we're a very large company, but we got to act like a small company. And, you know, when you were small, everyone cared. Every decision mattered. You could change on a dime, right? And then for some reason, you get big and you lose all that muscle memory. And so, you know, we've spent a lot of time trying to figure out how we continue to be flexible, nimble, innovative, and honest with our dialogue with each other. And again, we're not perfect, and I'm not here to stand on a soapbox and say we're the greatest company in the world. We, you know, we're certainly striving to be there, but, you know, we're a long ways from being there. But that's the core.
And there you have it, Steve. I want to tell you a great pleasure. Continued success, because you're keeping the fabric of America growing. Great having you on the CEO show.
Thank you very much.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.